It's been said in my family for generations. All my every aunt, uncle, niece, nephew, anyone who was on there, you know, has their own house and is old enough to cook. We've all have sets of cast iron pans. We've done this for generations because we've been told that by if you make one meal a week at least in a cast iron pan, you'll get plenty of iron just from that alone. And number two, is it worth eating liver, calf's liver, or beef liver for the iron? Because that, I always thought the liver itself being an organ that cleans out all of the you know, detoxes the body, and if these things would wind up in the liver.
Yeah. Okay, well, liver is a great thing to eat. Okay, the only time you want to avoid liver is when you have things like gout, okay, and lupus and stuff like that. You want to stay away from liver. Other than that, liver is a great food. The liver stores a lot of nutrients in it, particularly selenium and copper and things like that. And again, if you think about the old days, and even in third world countries now, the hunter, when they kill an animal, they eat the liver and the heart right there out in the bush where they kill the animal. That's their reward because they are getting these nutrients in there, which makes the hunter have more stamina and be stronger and so forth. And so liver is a good food. And I wouldn't guarantee myself, I wouldn't take that, I would cook in iron pots and I'm going to get enough iron. I still supplement with all 90 essential nutrients, even though I avoid all the bad foods. I eat extremely well. And I know what to eat and what to avoid. I certainly don't use oils and that sort of stuff for cooking or in salad dressings. Don't use any wheat, barley, rye, and oats. Stay away from the gluten. But I supplement with all 90 essential nutrients, 60 minerals, including iron, okay, 16 vitamins, 12 minerals, 3 fatty acids. And you want to think of a car. You know, some people say, well, I don't want to put 6 quarts of oil in my car. It's too much money. What else can I do? And the mechanic would say, well, just put 6 quarts of dirt from Texas or Oklahoma, and there's bound to be some oil in it. And an insane person would not do that to their car. But with somebody with 2 or 3 scientific degrees, when a doctor says, oh, just eat well, you get everything you need, don't waste your money in supplements, everybody does it. And then they die. And so you really have to supplement to guarantee you're going to get the nutrients your body needs. It's foolish. If you want to live to be 100 and more in a very healthy way, you have to supplement with all the known essential nutrients to guarantee you're getting them. Whatever you get from your food or environment is value added. And by avoiding the bad stuff, that's value added. But supplement with the 90, and you will guarantee you're getting, you get everything you need. But again, you need to absorb it, so you have to avoid all the bad foods, the fried foods, the processed meats, the oils, the glutens. And there's a professor, DeGray, his last name is DeGray, okay, from one of these big universities in London, England. He's saying there's 7 things we need to do to live to be 1,000 years of age. He's convinced we can live to be 1,000 years of age. And, of course, the beauty of that is the 7 things he suggests are all part of the Youngevity Health and Longevity Program, including the 90 essential nutrients and avoiding the bad foods.
What are we going to look like, Doc, at 1,000?
Well, if we take care of ourselves and avoid the bad stuff, you can look like you're 50. That's the goal here. You look like you're 50, but you're 1,000 years old. And, you know, you go back to the days of the Bible and so forth. Why not? And you go to the book written by James Hilton about this guy in China who lived to be 280-something years old. Okay, and James Hilton wrote this book, okay, it's called Lost Horizon. They made a movie out of it in the 1920s.
Yep.
This is well documented. He had actually tracked this guy for years, following him and following all the records in China to guarantee that the guy was really 280 years of age. And he wrote this book. It was supposed to be a scientific book. It became a bestseller called Lost Horizon. They made the movie out of it. They redid the movie in color in the 1950s called Shangri-La.
That's exactly right. Who was in that? Was it spent? Not, what was his name? I'll have to get it.
Yeah, we'll have to think of it.
I can picture the guy. I can picture the guy. It's not Spencer Tracy, but it was somebody else.
But James Hilton was a very, very high-end university professor, very, very well-trained guy. And he couldn't believe the age of this guy. And he spent, like I say, years following him and going, you know, all the records in the various government offices and everything. And he was convinced that all these stories of this guy's age were correct and true. And he wrote it all up in this book, and it was supposed to be a scientific treatise, but it turned out to be a bestseller, Lost Horizon.